My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Pitt football opens up a week from tomorrow. The Steelers open up on September 8th on the road against Atlanta. But high school football is back, and it all starts tonight on KDKA AM with the KDKA Kickoff Classic presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union at the legendary Wolverina. And we are joined by 2 guests right now, a man who is going to be on the play-by-play, and that is Dan Zangrilli. He'll be on the call. And then we have the tournament director, Ty Brown. And I say first, good morning to you, Ty. I talk to Zangrilli all the time. We want to spend some special attention on you. How are you today?
I appreciate you guys, man. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Oh, we are outstanding. Dan, you doing all good, pal?
It's all good. And my man, Ty, what a job he's done with this tournament, putting it together. And we can't wait to bring it to everybody, Adam.
Now, Ty, you got a whole bunch of great teams coming in here. How do you go about organizing such a monumental event, and how much time are you spending on that? I'm sure it's no easy task.
Yeah, I'll say that in Whitfield football, there's not going to be any better games than what we're having at the Wolverina this weekend. But, you know, we've been working on this since January, getting all the teams together, getting the matchups together, getting the logistics together. You know, it's something that takes a long time to put together, but, you know, we worked through it. You know, KDKA joined us midway through, and then, you know, they put their touches on it, and it's going to be a great weekend.
Dan Zangrilli, as I mentioned on the call, Johnny Lee, Doran Dickerson going to be in the booth, Donnie Football making his debut on the sideline, and heck, even little Austin Bechtold just popped in here. He's going to be doing a bunch of the social media stuff. Today, it's McKeesport. They'll take on Uniontown Lake Blue at 5 p.m. Dan, tell us a little bit about some of these matchups and why people should be excited to tune in.
Yeah, I mean, they're all going to be really good. It's small schools all the way up to the biggest schools, some of the best schools in the nation. So it's very diverse, very eclectic. It primarily focuses on Western Pennsylvania, but you do have a little flavor from the outside with some really good high school football. You mentioned Uniontown Lake. They're just outside of Akron, Ohio. Their head coach was the offensive coordinator for LeBron James. McDowell is really good out of Erie. And then St. Francis tomorrow afternoon against Central Catholic. They're the number 14 team in the nation. They've been a top 10 national program each of the last few years. They have backup linemen that have FBS offers, Adam. One of the best programs perhaps to ever step on a gridiron in Western Pennsylvania. And that's really saying something, considering all of the great football that's been played here for the last century or so. So, McKeesport and Woodland Hills play tonight from the WPIL perspective. Tomorrow at noon, Clairton is the number one ranked team in 1A, Steel Valley the number one ranked team in 2A, so they square off. And then Central Catholic St. Francis, that's out of Baltimore, Maryland, at 3:30. Westinghouse, 2-time runner-up in the state title game. They take on Beaver, one of the iconic programs from Beaver County. So it's an eclectic mix, incredible Western PA flavor at the most iconic football facility that high school football has to offer, I think, in the Wolverina.
Dan, have you been lozenging up? I mean, you're drinking a bunch of hot tea. You're going to be doing five games real quick here.
I know, man. It's going to be, I'll be honest, the lift has been heavier than I thought. 10 different teams to try to bone up on. So giddy up. Thank goodness I've got Johnny and Donnie and Doran, and you're the only missing piece, Adam. Perhaps we could get you out. And Ty, what do you think? Can we have Doran do like an honorary coin flip or something on Saturday? He can be a captain. He can link arms with guys and walk out to the 50.
I think so. We might be able to get him a helmet, too, if he wants to run down on kickoff.
I think his hip would probably pop about the 50-yard line, but don't tell him that I said that. I mean, Ty, it makes all the sense in the world for this event to be tied at the hip with KDKA, does it not?
Oh, absolutely, man. The level of excitement that you guys brought to this weekend is second to none. We're excited to partner with you.
I can't wait. Dan, you've got kind of a new crew. I mean, Johnny Lee, you guys have been doing this, but you add Doran, you add Donnie football to the mix. How excited about that are you?
Yeah, man. Obviously, Doran's resume speaks for itself, and he's done games with us before over the last handful of years, but we really needed and wanted to get him into the booth on a consistent basis, and obviously, he's working on the Pitt broadcast quite a bit. So basically, any time that he's not traveling with the Pitt Panthers, we're going to have a three-man booth on a 50,000-watt radio station, man, doing Friday Night Lights with a sideline reporter. So it's a four-man broadcast crew. And I talked to Craig Way, who's the voice of Texas high school sports, voice of the Longhorns. And when I was doing stuff in the Big 12, Adam, we would often compare notes about the coverage, and he even conceded, which is hard for Craig to do. He's like, yeah, you guys have us beat. We do it big in Texas, but what you guys are doing is nobody else in the country is doing it.
And the studio stuff is outstanding as well. Paul Alexander.
Yes, thank you.
Whippiel insider Carlo Zovko, who we had on our program every week last year, who, I mean, if you want to talk about someone who knows high school football inside and out, it's that guy. And, oh, yeah, by the by, high school sports editor Mike White will also be contributing to the radio coverage. Guys, I'm super excited for this thing tonight. KDKA Kickoff Classic presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union at the legendary Wolverina. Ty, is there anything you want me to get out there for the people?
No, I think we're excited about the weekend and the matchups this weekend. And, you know, obviously you want to show off our facility. I think it's, you know, one of the best, if not the best, in Western Pennsylvania. And, you know, we got some of the best teams in Western Pennsylvania coming to play this weekend, man. So, you know, we're excited to have everyone come out. It's going to be some good weather. It'll be good vendors, good food at the concession stand. It'll be a great weekend of football.
Can't wait to get out there. Ty, we really do appreciate your time. Thank you so much, and good luck this weekend.
I appreciate you guys.
Take care. And Dan, I can't wait to hear this. I cannot wait. I'm going to try to make it out tomorrow. We'll see if I can.
Oh, nice, man.
But I cannot wait to get out of my back patio tonight. Because last night, or the night before, I was out there a little chilly in the evening time, and I could hear the Mount Lebanon drumline going off in the distance. And, man, there's nothing like Western PA in high school football, as you so eloquently stated, because they tend to take it quite seriously down in Texas.
Yeah, man, it's therapeutic, and tickets are just $12. So anybody that wants to come out, even if you're just a tepid football fan, you need a fix. You've got five games, 24 hours. It starts at 5 o'clock tonight, the first kickoff. We'll be on the air at 4 p.m. with pregame coverage on KDKA 100.1 and AM 1020. Thanks, Adam.
And last thing here for you, Dan. And I mean, you could drop off for this, because I don't know if you like this sort of thing, getting patted on the back. You say you've got all this homework you got to do with 10 teams. I know you've done your homework. I know you are going to be prepared to the gills, man. So really looking forward to it.
Yeah, this is it's a labor of love, and it's the most organic form of what we do, and I'm glad we're doing it on the station that we do it on, and appreciate you showing us some love here.
Oh, you're the man, Dan. Have fun tonight, buddy. Seriously, lozenge.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate you, bro.
See you. Dan Zangrilli. He'll be on the call tonight. Johnny Lee, Doran Dickerson, Donnie Football. Donnie making his debut on the sideline. You think Donnie's going to be prepared for this? Absolutely. Let me just run down the games real quick because they're all awesome. So you got McKeesport at 5 o'clock today. The 2023 4A Whippiel runners-up. They're going to battle Uniontown Lake Blue Streaks at 5 p.m. Then, doubleheader, Woodland Hills Wolverines take on Erie McDowell at 7. Tomorrow, you got the Clareton Bears. 2023 Whippiel 2A runner-up against Steel Valley at noon. And then you got Central Catholic battling national powerhouse St. Francis from Baltimore at 3:30. And then the nightcap tomorrow evening, you got two-time PIAA 2A runner-up Westinghouse Bulldogs and the Beaver Bobcats at 7 p.m. So super excited about all that. And it's award-winning coverage for a reason. You're not going to get better high school football coverage anywhere in the country, I don't think, than right here and on our brother station, KDKA AM.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.